This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Explosions and fires have ripped through an ammunition depot in Russia-annexed Crimea in the second suspected Ukrainian attack on the peninsula in just over a week. The blast forced the evacuation of more than 3,000 people. Russia blames the explosions on an act of sabotage without naming the perpetrators. Ukraine stopped short of publicly claiming responsibility. Last week's explosions destroyed 9 Russian planes at another Crimean airbase. Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 and has used it to launch attacks against the country in the war that began nearly 6 months ago. Syria denies U.S. accusations that it is holding journalist Austin Tice or other Americans. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President Biden made the accusation last week in a statement released by the White House to mark the 10th anniversary of Tice's abduction. The journalist was in Syria covering its lengthy conflict and went missing at a checkpoint in a contested area west of Damascus. A video released a month later showed him blindfolded and held by armed men saying, "Oh Jesus." He has not been heard from since. Biden's remarks were the clearest indication so far that the U.S. is certain Tice is being held by the government of President Assad. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid said Wednesday his government will restore full diplomatic ties with Turkey following years of strained relations between the Mediterranean nations. The prime minister hailed the diplomatic breakthrough as an, quote, important asset for regional stability and very important economic news for the citizens of Israel, end quote. The announcement follows months of bilateral efforts to mend ties, which began to fray in 2008. This is VOA News. Opposition figure Raila Odinga said Tuesday that he would challenge the results of Kenya's close presidential election with all constitutional and legal options after Deputy President William Ruto was declared the winner, bringing new uncertainty to East Africa's most stable democracy. Now the country faces weeks of disputes and the possibility that the Supreme Court will order another election. Nigerian electricity workers began an indefinite strike Wednesday over pay, throwing parts of Africa's most populous nation into darkness, a union leader said. The National Union of Electricity Employees called the nationwide industrial action to compel the government to honor a 2019 agreement to pay retired workers of a former state-owned electricity company. A California church will not have to pay fines for defying safety regulations during the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
A California appeals court says that Calvary Chapel San Jose was practicing its freedom of religion when holding large worship services during the pandemic. The church had been fined about $200,000. In reversing lower court rulings, California's 6th District Court of Appeal referred to last year's U.S. Supreme Court decision that ruled that size limits on indoor worship services violate religious freedom. San Jose County says it will continue to pursue some $2.3 million in penalties because the ruling does not cover COVID-19 rules violations such as mask wearing. I'm Donna Warder.
A man who managed to enter the grounds of Windsor Castle with a crossbow has appeared in court. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Jaswant Singh Chahil is being charged under the Treason Act after he told police he wanted to kill the Queen. He has also been charged with threats to kill and possession of an offensive weapon. Chahil was arrested at the royal residence west of London on Christmas Day 2021 when the Queen was staying there. Prosecutors allege the former supermarket worker from Southampton in southern England was wearing a hood and a mask and carrying a loaded crossbow with the safety catch off. After telling a police officer of his intentions, he was handcuffed and arrested. Karen Chamas, London.
And recapping our top story, explosions and fires have ripped through an ammunition depot in Russia-annexed Crimea in the second suspected Ukrainian attack on the peninsula in just over a week. The blasts forced the evacuation of more than 3,000 people. There were explosions last week that caused evacuation of 3,000 people. Those explosions destroyed 9 Russian planes at another Crimean air base. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.